Hi, y'all. This is Kristen Chenoweth.
Hi, I'm Gloria Stefan.
This is Sarah Bareilles.
Hi, I'm Patti LuPone.
This is Lin-Manuel Miranda. You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
Hi, I'm Rob Schneider.
I'm Kevin David Thomas.
And this is our favorite things.
I just wanted to say, Sesame Street. I wanted to say it with you today. I just thought it'd be fun.
Why didn't you want to do the intro instead?
No. I thought it was good. I thought you did a great job. I just wanted to say it with you. I thought it'd be fun to just be
I thought it was fun. I thought it sounded like Sesame Street.
Favorite things. Like that acting exercise, we have to like mirror each other and like say that. Usually, you don't say the same thing, but you just do the same.
We just like do
which
the
would
same
be really boring because I mean we wouldn't be talking. We'd just be mirroring each other.
And I don't think anybody would be listening to us at this point. They'd be like, "What the hell's going on?" Actually, would you do me? Would you do me a favor? Would you say your name one more time?
Kevin David Thomas.
Just one more time.
Kevin David Thomas.
That's for my dad. My dad loves
He's like.
But is convinced that your name
Philip Seymour Hoffman David Thomas.
God. He'll call me. I swear to God, my dad.
John Wilkes Booth.
Yes, he's called you. First of all, first time he ever mentioned you, he's like, boy, because my dad's from Brooklyn. He goes, boy, you and James Earl Ray really do a good job.
James Earl Ray.
And I'm like, Dad, James Earl Ray is the guy who shot Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Next time. Boy, yeah, you and that Philip Seymour Hoffman. That's a good podcast. And I'm like, Kevin David Thomas. Yesterday you were John Wilkes Booth.
John, that's really funny, actually.
I was like, Dad, Kevin David Thomas.
Just, some people call me KDT. You can call me my initials.
KDT?
That's what, yeah.
Great. Then he'll look at me and goes, boy, that JFK. He's real funny. He's real funny.
Oh, it's all good.
Sorry. I'm so sorry about that. But now he knows.
Now
we
know, yeah.
Now he knows.
Fair.
Now you know. Life is Cromwell. Now you know. Thank you. That was my tribute for Merrily.
Oh, I do love a good Merrily reference.
Who doesn't? Listeners, we still want to hear from you and Kevin. You and Kevin. Kevin and I still want
to. I'll write to you.
Please do so. I would love to get a letter that's not from Sally Mae. We want to hear what your skip songs are.
Yes.
What songs do you skip over? So once again, Kevin, would you tell everybody what a skipped song is?
Yeah, you know that song where you're listening to a cast album or even just like a pop album or any kind of album and you're like, nah, I don't need that song right now. Like, let me give an example to you. Oklahoma. How many of you listen to It's a Scandal, It's an Outrage? Nope, cut it. Done. Nope, next. Get to the next one. So what's yours? Like, what's your skip song? Or from Wicked, you young'uns. Actually, you know, that's old people now.
That's
Wicked
old people.
Is like 2003, but something bad has happened. No, next. Next.
Now, you know what's horrible.
Now, watch someone be like on Broadway World's like, oh my God, that is the best song from Wicked. I love that song.
I'm sorry. You know what I do? Isn't this horrible?
What?
I actually like a lot of the songs people skip over.
Oh, yeah?
So when I listen to Wicked, I literally, these are the only songs I listen to. I listen to Popular, I listen to The Wizard and I, and I listen to Wonderful. Wonderful. They call me Wonderful.
Oh my God, that's like the number in that, oh gosh, Sweet Smell of Success. Now I'm really reaching.
Which
there.
One?
There's John Lithgow number. He does it.
Oh,
the
I
end
love
of the,
that one. Don't Look Now. Don't so that's Look one I, Now.
No, you, I,
something
really,
that you have nope, is
see, that's
gone.
Not like, but also that's how I feel about that Hairspray number with the you're young, you're youthful.
Timeless to me?
Oh, God.
Somebody else. That's the one somebody said that they skip over.
Bored.
I skip through all of Hairspray to get to Hairlines are shorter, a beer costs a quarter.
God.
But Edna, you're timeless to me.
Bored.
Hairdos are higher. Mine feels like barbed wire. You say I'm as chic as can be. No, to hell with you. What the hell do you know? So, listen, I listen literally
skip over
all the good songs to get to Timeless to Me.
That's really funny.
Oh, you know which one I used to love from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels? Like this, the moon, as round as a balloon.
Yes.
I love that one.
Do you?
Yeah. So I have no taste.
No. Nope. There is
get off great
it's
big
art.
Stuff.
There's tons of things.
I'm going to make you a mixed CD.
Oh, man.
Or a mixed tape or a Spotify
just
playlist.
Like a playlist.
All the young kids
yeah,
do,
sure.
Of all these songs you don't like, and I'll explain to you each and every one why they're good.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know you really can't.
As long as the Michael Jordan song from Full Monty's
on
there.
On there?
No.
The CD's going to be a fucking coaster in your house. You think I'm curious? I know exactly what's going to happen. Well, how dare you? I'm not even going to go to any of the
effort.
Do
they even make CD players anymore?
I don't think so. There's a guy who sells stuff by my subway stop on the street. Maybe he has one for me.
I'm sure he does.
Yeah, a CD player. No CD player, only 8-track.
Oh, I love man. That music. Well, welcome back to Throwback Thursday.
Sorry. So let us know what your skip songs are.
What's that?
Skip songs.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, let us know what you got.
I want to know.
Please. And welcome back to Throwback Thursday.
And welcome back to Throwback Thursday, everybody.
I still can't get over that you don't like any of the songs that I like.
That's so funny.
That's okay. That's okay. It's healthy to disagree.
I know. And I've been like trying to rack my brain of thinking all the other ones that I would also... But I
probably listen to all of them, don't you?
No, no. There's definitely ones that I definitely skip, but I'm not going
to... I love to cry at weddings. Is that also on your list?
Cry at weddings. Yeah.
From Sweet Charity?
Yeah.
Bye.
There's some songs in that I forget are from Sweet Charity, though. Like...
Oh, from Sweet Charity?
Yeah, like whenever that the hippie song in the second act comes on.
Oh, the Rhythm of Life.
I'm like, the Rhythm of Life. Where did that come from? That,
God only knows. Like, I skip Rhythm. You know what? In Promises, Promises, you know what I skip all the time? Wanting Things.
Just listened to that the other day, and I was like, really?
I think they could come up with a better song
for him. This is just about a bunch of dudes who are like...
Wanting things
like,
and then they just can't be mine. Wanting
things,
so we just
keep wanting them.
That just can't. I'm like, okay, great.
All right, guys.
That Christmas Day one is really weird. Christmas Day is here, and so are we. All right, I'm done.
I like it though.
Sorry.
That should be a whole album of yours. Rob sings the skip songs.
Nobody wants to fucking hear.
Yeah. But if you do an Paul Lynde voice, we'll be happy. So.
Oh my God, can you imagine? I got to work on more impressions.
No, I'm quite happy with the Paul Lynde.
My special skills, literally, it's Paul Lynde, it's Archie and Edith Bunker.
Oh my God.
Sergio Franchi.
Sergio is a great one.
Next week, I'll bust out my Betty Davis for you.
Oh.
I'll work on my Betty Davis and I'll bust it out for you.
Yeah, workshop.
How are you, Kevin? What's your thing today? Sorry.
No,
I'm babbling.
No, good. No. This is a kind of a different one than we've ever done. This is a person, but they are still alive.
A person?
This is a person. And I believe this is just someone that everybody should know. Everybody should know who this my favorite thing is. Now, everyone is starting to know who she is, and she's under the age of 30. She is not only a songwriter, but she is also an actress, actor, performing artist, player of instruments, accordion, piano. She is, I think we are going to be talking about her in this year and next year, and it's going to be some, we're going to know who she is quickly. Her name is Shaina Taub, S-H-A-I-N-A Taub, T-A-U-B. Shaina Taub, hailing from Vermont, who's lived in New York since she was like 16. She won the 2014 Jonathan Larson Grant for songwriting. She was, I found her because Sutton, my wife, loves Bill Irwin, and then consequently David Shiner. So she loves Bill Irwin. So they were streaming. Signature did Old Hats, which is theirs, that they did their two-person show or like a small person show. And they streamed it live a couple months ago. And she did all of the music. She was on stage and sang and interacted with the two guys. They also did a couple scenes together, but she sang her original songs in the show or the musical act. And we were so taken by the music. Got her album. She's had an EP released with just a couple songs called What Otters Do. And then the other album that was released last year is called Visitors. So you can listen to that. What's amazing about her is that not only is she only a songwriter, but when Natasha Pierre and the Great Comet of 1812 transferred off Broadway after it was did well at Ars Nova, she was in that. She performed in that. She also was just in from May to like July, New York Theater Workshop did this sort of folky opera type thing called Hadestown that Rachel Chavkin did.
Yes.
And she played one of the Fates in that. She's also writing a musical called An American Women's Suffragette Movement based on that. So I want to say she's like a performing artist in that she not only writes material and performs it, but she's interactive, immersive with the community. One of the first things I was flipping channels like 3 months ago, and this is after I became a fan, and I saw this old documentary. I say old, but it was like 7 years old, maybe 2008, 2009. She must have been like 20. And she's working with Liz Suedos. Suedos? Suedos? You say potato, I say Suedos.
I think it's Suedos.
Rest in peace, Liz Suedos. But she was very much this documentary was them at a New York City's public school, and they're working with theater kids putting on an original musical, which Liz Suedos was known to do, if you know her work at all. And which
Runaways.
And a whole bunch of rock, you know, Ratmaster Ronnie, but like a lot of weird, wacky things she did. But she was known for being very organic and coming up with the music as it was happening. And so Shana is like the music director in this documentary at this school, and you're watching her interact with the kids and interact with Liz and all of that. And so you see her brilliance just as a musician. But also what it fascinates me is that she's, you know, she's also this writer as well. So friends, I don't know if this podcast will come out in time, but she's got a show in Central Park. Playwrights, Public Theater does Public Works is what it's called. And she's doing Twelfth Night. She wrote the music and lyrics, and she's playing Feste. And this is a public theater, you know, adaptation of Twelfth Night, but it combines people of the community and dance groups of the community and different organizations throughout the community. So it's this sort of like a community production, if you will.
That's great.
So it's very, yeah, I want to see it. I mean, it runs the weekend of September 2nd through the 5th. I have no ulterior motive to I don't know her. I'm just a huge fan of what she has to offer. Just last week, for instance, she did a concert with Jason Robert Brown, just the two of them. He asked her to play, and they not only did their own songs, they sang each other's songs, and they surprised each other and did an arrangement of one of the other's song and performed it for them. So, like,
that's cool.
It is cool. And so, one of the songs that you might know of hers is The Tale of Bear and Otter. Audra McDonald sings that a lot on her concert tour.
I
challenge you to listen to The Tale of Bear and Otter and not have a tear in your eye if you have a loved one, because it's just, she reduces what the long, like, a life of partnership, she reduces it into a 4-minute song. And it's you can't believe this wisdom is coming out of like such a young.
How old is she?
I think she's like 27 right now. 27, 28.
Good for her. That's wonderful.
Yeah. So I'm a huge fan, and so her music straddles. It's not necessarily musical theater. It's very pop. It's very funky, gospel, jazz, with a little Broadway storytelling influence in there. But I look forward to seeing her work and what we're going to see from her next.
I think that's so cool, Kevin. Yeah.
So random, but fun.
Have you met her?
No.
Send her a fan letter,
right? I sent her a fan tweet and she liked it. And Sutton and I may have gotten a little excited over something like that, but
if
you want a little introduction, there's a YouTube video that I found that, because she's Vermont, people love their Vermont people, and these people from Vermont did a YouTube on her called "The Year of Shana Taub."
Ah.
And so, and she also loves Janine Tesori, and Janine Tesori loves her. So anyone who loves Janine Tesori is all right in my book.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Shana Taub. Awesome. I cannot wait to become more familiar with her work.
Yeah.
Yes.
Praised by Lin-Manuel Miranda as the future of musical theater, SUPS creator Shana Taub makes Broadway history as only the second woman to write the book, music, lyrics, and star in her own original new musical. Don't miss the much-anticipated Broadway debut of the singular artist that Forbes calls visionary and Billboard anoints as one of the most inventive voices in musical theater. SUPS, the original new musical from Shana Taub, is now playing on Broadway at the Music Box Theater. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com. The Outsiders on Broadway tells the story of finding where you belong when the world refuses to accept you. Based on Essie Hinton's beloved novel, featuring new music from Jamestown Revival and Justin Levine, and directed by Danya Taymor, Entertainment Weekly says that with brilliant staging and some of the most captivating stage fighting currently on Broadway, The Outsiders has the power to inspire an entire generation. Get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com.
Awesome.
What do you got for me today, Rob? I'm excited.
I have something a little different.
I like this.
Now, when we first started doing this, we said that this Thursday show was going to be about things that are more obscure.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a title that is not obscure, but the way the title is produced is obscure.
Oh, okay.
Okay? I'm going to take you back to the 90s.
Great.
Mid-90s.
Ooh, good time.
So once again,
I'm in high school. Great.
You're in high school.
Oh, yeah.
Great. listening to your Spice World, I'm assuming, your Spice Girls, and waiting for that No Doubt CD to...
Fenton, please. Like, Fenton. As if I was that cool.
Who's
Phantom
who's
of the Opera?
Oh, Phantom.
Ah, yeah.
Jeez.
Though I may have listened to Annie Lennox as well.
Annie Lennox?
Oh, yeah.
Were you a Lilith Fair guy?
Nope. Just Annie Lennox all the way. No. I didn't I was not cool enough to be a part of anything like
no
that.
No Alanis Morissette.
No. No, of course I listened to it because that was my generation, but I did not have that album. Jagged Little Pill. No.
Oh, I didn't even listen to any of that stuff.
No, I love theatrical singers like Annie Lennox, Bette Midler.
Sure.
You know, I just liked, I don't know, I really dug that.
That's really cool. Okay.
But, so who
sorry,
are, so,
19, ni-
so we're in our,
sorry.
We're in the 90s now.
We're in the 90s.
19, I'm there. I'm definitely there.
1995.
Ooh.
The year before on CBS, they decided to do a TV movie of Gypsy. With Bette Midler.
It was fantastic.
Which was brilliant.
Absolutely fantastic.
And wonderful and fantastic.
Oh my God, I think I know where this is going.
And immediately the other networks said,
yeah.
Oh, this is great. We should do more of these TV musicals because they sell really well.
Yeah.
And they said, great. What do we want to do for next year? And ABC.
Did they say Cinderella?
No.
Oh, okay.
They did say Cinderella at some point. But I think before Cinderella, they said, hey, what about Bye Bye Birdie?
Oh my gosh, I remember. Oh my God, so Rob,
I'm going to talk about the 1995 TV movie.
How could I forget?
Of Bye Bye Birdie.
I have the cast album. It's not even a cast, I have the soundtrack or whatever.
It's epic.
Right, Jason Alexander and Vanessa Williams.
Oh
go, you go,
gosh,
sorry.
No,
oh,
but
God,
you remember
my
it.
My childhood came back to me in
you
a
remember
flash.
It, right?
Oh my
and
God.
And they put it on the holiday time, it was going to be this big deal, it was this big deal. And the show, whoa. It's okay, now I was just talking to somebody about this, and let me know what you feel.
Yeah,
I love Bye Bye Birdie. I mean, like,
it is the reason why I do musical theater. Like, it was one of the childhood musicals, so
I love it.
Yeah,
and I was talking to a younger person, somebody I think was like 20, 21, and he was like, I really don't like Bye Bye Birdie.
Ooh,
I just don't like
strong
it.
Strong reaction.
And I was like, well, I
you're like, what's the story, Morning Glory?
What's the story, Morning Glory? What's the word, Hummingbird? Did you hear about Hugo and Kim? Get the fuck out of my house. Because you didn't hear about Hugo and Kim, and you're not interested in listening about Hugo and Kim.
Get out of my house.
So anyway, I love Bye Bye Birdie. I think it's so funny. I think it's so smart. And unfortunately, there are two film incarnations of it, and both are really weak.
Yeah.
The first one, if you remember from the 60s, is Dick Van Dyke.
Oh, yeah, of course.
But it's like Janet Leigh is Rosie, who's supposed to be Hispanic, but they just put Janet Leigh in a black wig.
No.
And they're like, congratulations, you're Rose Alvarez.
Yeah.
And the whole movie's about
Anne Margaret. It's like, who was really hot, though. I mean.
Just, oh, Anne Margaret?
Oh, yeah.
You know what's so funny? I remember growing up really young and being like, I'm pretty sure I'm gay. But every time I would see her do How Lovely to Be a Woman, I was like, maybe I'm not.
Oh, yeah.
That was honestly, I swear to you, that was my biggest conflict in life. It's because she was hot.
I know.
She was gorgeous. The movie's it's bad. It's just bad.
I haven't revisited it in a while. I
mean, there's a turtle. There's like a turtle, and they give the turtle speed to like speed up the conductor. It's weird. Do you remember what I'm talking? Like, you sat there and like, who did that? So the movie's really bad. So this 90s version is more reflective of the actual script.
Right.
Except it's bizarre. It's bizarre casting. It's Jason Alexander as Albert Peterson, who at this time is like uber successful because he's George Costanza on Seinfeld. And I don't think people knew he was a song and dance
but
man
probably,
originally.
Yeah, but his agent and him probably was like, hey, we got to show the world you can
do something else.
Remember
you can
your roots.
And they stuck a horrible toupee on him.
They did.
Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah.
God-awful toupee.
It's on the album cover.
For Rose Alvarez, instead of going with the Hispanic actress.
Right, which they should have done.
Vanessa Williams.
Yeah, of course. So that's
it's Vanessa Williams.
Way to nail it on that one, guys.
Chyna Phillips is Kim McAfee.
Chyna Phillips, that's right.
Tyne Daly is Mae Peterson.
Who is Birdie? It's Mark Kudisch.
Mark
Kudisch.
He's probably one
right.
of the best things in it. It's Mark Kudisch as Conrad Birdie.
Was in a...
And George Wendt, who plays Mr. McAfee, and I think the only direction they gave George Wendt was, can you look miserable in every single shot, no matter what the hell's going on?
Oh, poor guy.
It is a bad. I'm so sorry. But I will say this. They add 3 songs to the show. 2, I think, are wonderful. And 2 of them, I actually think, work really well in the stage version. 1 doesn't. The 2 that they add that I really like is Mae Peterson. Mrs. Peterson finally gets a song called A Mother Doesn't Matter Anymore, which is where she just guilts Albert Peterson, mm-hmm. and I think it's brilliant. And the second one is a really great song that after Albert tells off his mom, he sings a song called A Giant Step about how like he's finally been able to like tell his mom off and he's broken through. And the song is wonderful. The song, which I don't think is very good, is called Let's Settle Down, which Rosie sings. And if you listen to it, it literally sounds like some horrible 90s elevator music song. And you're like, this doesn't sound at all like anything.
Like what era is this in?
Like, if we live the mess and the stress of big city living, ooh. I'm tired of your talking, let's settle down. And you're like, whoa.
No.
Like, where? Whoa.
It sounds like a Skip song, Rob.
It is a song that I skip. Ironically, that was the song that won the Emmy Award that year Original Song was Let's Settle Down.
No, you're kidding.
I swear to you. So the movie, now here, I did not know this.
Was it written by?
Strauss and Adams.
Well, they're getting closer to their EGOT.
For this TV version. Isn't that weird? Now, there's a couple of things I didn't know.
Yeah.
You brought up a really good point, which is Jason Alexander, right?
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, Gene Sachs, who directed the TV version, knew Jason Alexander and called and said, I want you to be in Bye Bye Birdie. And Jason Alexander was like, oh my God, this is great. I can't wait to play Mr. McAfee. And Gene Sachs was like, no, you're Albert Peterson. And even Jason Alexander was like, I'm not Albert Peterson.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I think Jason Alexander is so talented and so funny. But you need some, I think there's a little charm that you need.
Yeah.
And I don't think Jason Alexander has that. In an interview he had, he even acknowledged that.
Yeah.
And the other thing I did not know that Jason Alexander was saying in this interview was when they did the show, they demanded that the show be inflated, expanded, not deflated to fill a 3-hour time slot.
Eek.
So they were like, you have to keep adding more. So they kept having to fill this show out.
No.
So anyway, that's my pick, which is this Bye Bye Birdie movie from the 90s. Why watch it? Because I think it's actually better than the movie from the 1960s.
Yeah.
I think it's more loyal to the actual text. You can skip over Let's Settle Down. It happens like really at the beginning of the show.
Or listen to it for educational reasons.
Or listen to it for educational reasons.
Well, who knows? It might be your next audition song.
The worst production of Bye Bye Birdie I ever saw.
Oh, yeah?
And we try not to be cynical on this show.
No.
Tell me if you think I'm off. I saw a production in California where the director decided not only were they going to do the original script of Bye Bye Birdie.
Oh.
In its wonderful length without cutting anything, including like 90 dance ballets.
Yeah.
They were going to include all the songs from the movie version from 1960.
Oh.
And all the songs from the Tommy Tune and Ryan King touring production from the 90s. The show started at 8 o'clock. I am not joking when I say this. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
I got out of that theater at 5 to midnight.
No, you're lying.
I swear to God. Swear to God.
No way.
It was like a 4-hour... It was like the Nicholas Nickleby.
Yeah, I was going to say like the Angels in America. It's like Showboat with every single song ever written for it. But Bye Bye Birdie, guys, we don't need to be completists about this.
Cut it down. But seriously. So anyway, that was that. Watch the Bye Bye Birdie TV movie and then cleanse your palate.
Go on iTunes and listen to Shayna Taub or look her up on YouTube. Good stuff.
Thank you, everybody. And don't forget, send us in those skip songs. We want to know what you're skipping.
Yeah.
Raindrops on roses and whiskers on kittens, bright copper kettles and warm woolen mittens, brown paper packages tied up with strings. These are a few of my favorite things.
The Outsiders, S.E. Hinton's generation-defining novel, is now a powerful and moving Broadway hit that the New York Post is calling the best new musical of the season so far. Don't miss your chance to join Ponyboy and the Greasers and experience the classic story come to life in a whole new way. The New York Times calls it refreshing, gritty, and endlessly effective. So get your tickets today at outsidersmusical.com and, of course, stay gold. They say well-behaved women seldom make history. Just ask the Supps. A vibrant and wholly original new musical, Supps celebrates the real women who changed history and their story that is more timely than ever. See the show Variety calls an epic tour de force new musical. Deadline Cheers is a rare Broadway feat and leaves audiences inspired to keep marching. Suffs has arrived on Broadway, and not a moment too soon. Get your tickets today at suffsmusical.com.